we now have our penultimate set of news stories. Some Norfolk's most popular walking routes could be set for major improvements with plans unveiled, which could see millions of pounds spent on them. Council bosses hope to carry out work on the Weavers Way, Wherryman's Way, and Norfolk Coast Pass if a bid for £4.7 million from the government is successful. It comes at a time when officers at the Norfolk County Council are working through a backlog of complaints about the condition of Norfolk footpaths. That rise was triggered partly by people making more use of them during and after the pandemic, when local outdoor exercise was promoted as one of the activities which people were allowed to do. As of January, the council had 1,339 outstanding issues around public right-of-way, which it was trying to tackle, with officers saying they are often complicated matters to resolve. Most of the issues raised are around damaged or missing signs, obstructions, overgrown surfaces, overgrown hedges or trees, and poor surface conditions. Norfolk County Council hopes that a bid for a further slice of the government's active travel fund will help pay for the improvements.
Faster change is needed across Norwich to make the streets safer for pedestrians and wheelchair users, according to an action group. Lucy Hall, a spokeswoman from the Norwich branch of national group Living Streets, which aims to achieve better walking environments, is also calling for better publicity of highway code changes introduced on January the 29th last year. The biggest changes were the creation of a new hierarchy of road users, from those most at risk of getting injured to those least at risk. People on foot, including children, older adults and the disabled, were deemed the most vulnerable, and drivers of large goods and passenger vehicles, vans, minibuses, cars, taxis and motorbikes were the least likely to get injured. Another big change was that drivers, horse riders and cyclists have to give way to pedestrians or wheelchair users waiting to cross a junction. And once individuals have started crossing the road, vehicles have to give way.
A multi-million pound boost means Norwich is to get 55 more electric buses, making it one of the first cities in the country with a depot running all-electric fleet. At £11.5 million investment, we'll see first buses getting new double-decker electric buses, in addition to the 15 single-deckers, which have previously secured funding. Bus bosses said it would help reduce pollution and cut carbon emissions, while council leaders said it was an important move towards net-zero transport system. The money from the government's Zero Emission Buses Regional Area scheme means the first bus Norwich depot at Roundtree Way will be one of the first outside London to go fully electric from March next year. Piers Marlowe, managing director at First East of England, said this additional funding will allow us to electrify our five most frequent cross-city routes, accounting for nearly two-thirds of all our bus journeys operating through Castle Meadow. This significant joint investment will provide a benefit for our passengers while contributing toward improving the air quality in the city. It will also see one of our two Norwich depots fully converted to operate an entirely zero-emission fleet, with the installation of associated charging infrastructure and removal of all diesel equipment.
Another major milestone has been reached as part of the ambitious plans to bring a new and much-needed hospice to Norfolk and Waveney. The Priscilla Bacon Hospice charity is nearing its target of raising £12.5 million to build a state-of-the-art facility next to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Launched in 2019, the campaign welcomed support from individuals, organisations and businesses across the region, and its latest venture has seen members of the 500 Club, the business fundraising community, enjoying an exclusive event at the Maidshead Hotel to celebrate their new partnership. The launch event took place on Thursday, February the 16th, and the fundraising team was joined by businesses from across the county and beyond. The highlight of the event was a heartfelt speech from Dr. Guy Perrier, palliative and end-of-life care research fellow at the University of East Anglia. About 100 businesses and organisations from across Norfolk have already joined the community, with members including prominent Norwich businesses such as Gerald, Roy's of Magland Street and Norwich Accountancy Services and McInnes Whiskey. Speaking at the event, Amy Bramble, Community Fundraising and Marketing Manager for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice, said, "I'm delighted that so many businesses have already pledged to help the charity, and I'm thankful to each and every one of them for their invaluable contributions."